Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Jono from Froth once shagged a guy who preferred listening to this show. True story. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Rising up with Ginny and Adam on a Wednesday breakfast. We're giving away pancake parlour vouchers this morning, which I feel really bad because our next guest who's coming is here to tell us why pancakes are probably not the best choice of food to eat.
I found it quite ironic when we're like, oh, let's give away the pancakes after 8. I'm like, No, I'm not eating any of that.
We must give a huge welcome to our guest. She's a fitness expert. She's educating people on how to eat healthy, be thin, and be fabulous and be fit, I should say.
She's an international fitness coach. Please welcome to the studio Wendy LaRoche. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Jenny and Adam. Thank you for having me today.
Thanks for coming in. Now, we feel a little bit shy because, yes, like I said before, we're giving away a voucher to Pancake Parlour. Doesn't mean you can't win out there, so you can keep texting through on 0427-JOY949. Adam and I will probably step away from the Pancake Parlour vouchers. But, Wendy, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you've been, you've got a workshop coming up tonight, but we want to talk about your background because you've trained a lot of women, I've read in your bio.
I have. I specialise in training women. I do train both men and women. However, I do specialise in training women. I think it's just dealing with women and dealing with their hormones. And it's really, there's no one size fits all. People tend to think you get into the gym and there's a program and you just follow that and then miracles happen. It's not necessarily that way at all. It's really everything's tailored to the individual, depending on obviously age, background, fitness levels. There's so many things that come into account when you're actually dealing with a person coming in to train.
I mean, you're a personal trainer, a qualified personal trainer as well. So instead of instructing people at a gym, you're more of, would you say, more of a life coach these days, or a life and nutrition coach, more than just a sit down and give me 50 sort of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely not just about training. You really need to look at the physiological side than just physically, and you're really working on the emotional. For me, something that's really important is I can get you motivated, I can get you really excited about training, but that will actually all, you know, run out the door as soon as you walk out. So it's a matter of finding out what works for you as an individual. What's actually going to motivate you? What's going to have you committed to getting to your goal?
I've had my personal trainer for the past 7 years, and before I found her, I went through about, I'd have to say 6 or 7, because none of them could properly motivate me. And what I loved about her was, and I think you probably would relate to this, Wendy, because you specialise in female training, is the fact that she really understood how my body worked. Like, for example, women, we get that wonderful friend who visits once a month that throws out our hormone levels mentally, and also, like, we hold a lot of water in. In terms of the women, I guess the anatomic physiology of women, do you find that you have to kind of train them in a different way to men?
Look, it's not training them. It's about educating them.
Yeah.
And so when it is that time, as you would say,
yeah,
it's about understanding and combating that and not actually going to those cravings. And if you do, like, don't really beat yourself up about it. It's okay. But also arming you with the right things as to what you can do and what things that you could have to help calm down your hormones at that time of month so that you're not actually beating yourself up and blowing yourself out.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's an important thing as well. I mean, I'm a personal trainer as well, and one thing that I can't stand, and this is why I don't PT at a gym, I PT private clients mainly during summertime on the beach or at the park. It's because I was at the gym yesterday and I was with, you know, watching the PTs at a gym who just stand there and go, yes, we're moving from this activity to the next. They're not actually teaching them how to do it properly. Like, there's so many people there who are trying to work on a particular part of their body, but you know it's not happening because they're not doing it correctly. How important is it that, you know, that as a personal trainer and coach, you know, that this one-on-one connection, taking yourself out of the element of being around in, say, like a studio or a gym where you can actually, you know, properly educate someone on how to do things correctly?
I think it's really important to get to know the person. Once you get to know them and find out their motivators, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
Find out what motivates them. Find out what their needs are. Find out what their, I guess, their downfalls. Again, I'm a really true believer in, you know, and it's happened, I guess, over and over with experience in the past. 21 days, if you give yourself 21 days of being great, going to the gym or seeing your trainer or just being consistent in whatever you're doing, whether it be food, whatever it is, 21 days, you'll actually establish new good habits and break bad ones.
Wow. 21 days.
Ooh, stick it out. Try it out. It's 3 weeks, guys.
We're going to come back after the news headlines and speak more to Wendy. Find a bit more what booty fit means, because I think Ginny wants the perfect Beyonce booty.
I actually named my rear end Beyonce. Can you help me create it, Wendy?
And also, we'll find out about your workshops and more in particular what's going on this evening for you.
Lovely. Thank you.
The Joy Breakfast Buffet, sponsored by the Pancake Parlour, open 24 hours at High Point, Doncaster and Malvern East. Mmm, lovely.
Hey, we're really lucky. We've got Wendy La Roche. Is it La Roche? So do we say
That's
it in
correct.
A French way?
That's correct.
Now, a lot of people, including myself, when people say, I'm vegan, let's go out to dinner, I imagine taking them to a florist because, I'm not really sure what their dietary requirements are. And apparently when I asked that question on glutenfreesingles.com, they didn't like that either. They were like, no, don't be silly. We eat normal food just like this and this and this. Let's break some myths here. People think that a vegan lifestyle means you can't eat anything. And you were mentioning off air earlier, you're smashing the whole myth that whey protein, when it comes to fitness, is the best thing for you. Apparently it's not.
Look, there are still a lot of people that would have and love and live by whey protein, and I used to be one of those. However, in training so many, I can say probably over 1,000 clients, I found that different intolerances, just being able to digest whey is really, moving forward, it's going to be something that will be of the past. And we really follow the states in so many ways, and they are now pretty much 50% vegan and 50% whey, and that's telling you
no way,
absolutely no way, no way.
But that's interesting too, because I just got onto whey this year, and I know a lot of the main, I won't mention the chain, but a lot of the main juice chains have jumped on making protein shakes with whey in it, and it's obviously an easy, convenient purchase that way. So it's interesting how to see how people are kind of finding out different myths about whey and kind of progressing with that. You've kind of obviously with your line of personal training, you've got a raw shake, which is a vegan based thing. What are some of the benefits of vegan versus whey?
Look, to be honest, for me, you really need to have protein in your meals, whether it be through a smoothie or through meals. In building, you must have a certain amount of protein. People don't understand that you can actually get the same amount of protein from a vegan shake, which is actually produced from pea protein, organic sprouted rice, even hemp, which is actually becoming quite popular here in Australia.
Oh, wow.
So you mix those with superfoods and you've pretty much got all of it. People just aren't educated enough, but are quite getting there now with it.
Fantastic. Well, Wendy, I was checking out Booty Fit, which is one of the lines of training programs that you have. Now, it combines plyometrics, which I've actually just started doing outside of my gym work, which is like lots of jumping and using your core muscles to kind of lengthen, and it actually helps leaning up, that kind of thing. Can you tell us what are the combined exercises that you use for these programs?
Look, Booty Fit's it's a three-day program, and it really consists of strength training as a whole, and then plyometrics, but also some boxing, some interval training. So it's pretty much working every part of the body, just using compound exercises. So you're using a lot more than the one isolated body part. And it's also fun. The most important thing is if you're going to stick something out, stick to it, you really need to have fun and get the benefits.
Sounds amazing. You've got a workshop coming up tonight here in Melbourne. What's the workshop on, and perhaps tell us how people can get involved with it?
The workshop tonight's with Mr. Craig Harper, who is a mentor and a coach to myself. I can't speak highly enough about Craig.
Wow.
Craig is an amazing...
Does he eat flowers? Sorry, does he eat vegan?
He actually doesn't. It's someone I need to convert. It's at Riva in St Kilda, and it's called Renovating Your Body. Just in time for spring, summer. So at Riva, overlooking the beach, we've got some amazing other speakers. We've got Georgia Sinclair, who's an ex-model, international DJ, and she'll speak about her experience and life-changing to do with training and changing in nutrition. But tonight, 7 o'clock, Riva, for Renovate Your Body.
Fantastic. Well, you're based out in Chapel Fitness, which is your place of worship.
Our place of worship. It's an old church changed to a gym.
How cool.
There you go. Well, the church is the gay... the gym is a gay church, so it's kind of fitting for our community.
Thinking of 22 Jump Street, it's like the police station inside the church. This is a gym inside a church.
Exactly.
Hey, do you want to play a quick game with us?
Yeah. Oh, you're asking me? Yes. Okay. Like, yeah, I'd love to play. Oh, but I'm actually playing the game.
You're playing the game with Wendy. This is a segment that we like to call... Ginny's five questions.
Now, Wendy, if you answer these five questions, you get yourself an invisible T-shirt and an air guitar.
Okay.
She's like, yeah, great prize.
Okay.
If that isn't motivating enough. Question number one. Do you know any songs from The Lion King?
Right now, I'm thinking about tonight's workshop.
Maybe not. Question number two. New York or LA?
LA.
LA. If you could have dinner with three people, dead or alive, who would they be?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
I'm stuck for the last one.
Ginny and Adam.
There you go. You're three people.
Right? Okay.
Question number four. I just made this one up now. What's the naughtiest food that you eat? Your secret indulgence.
Oh, the naughtiest? Cheese. I love cheese. I'm French background, so cheese is my weakness.
Halloumi? Blue cheese?
Full cream.
Oh, yeah.
Don't leave anything out, cheese.
Okay. Question number five. Who would you turn gay for?
If there was.
Did you hear that?
I think definitely Angelina.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. She's a very big initiator of us girls into the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy LaRoche, thank you so much for joining us. You can check her out at bootyfit.me or you can go straight to her website, which is wendylaroche.com. That's LaRoche.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Wendy.
Thank you for having me.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.